Going on, this is Camrock 34 yet again, your boy Cameron. So this particular boo is, I don't know, it's a little bit deeper than what most boos would be, and I've struggled with even talking about this, but I don't know, maybe it helps to just express yourself, I guess, or just to put those things out there. But I don't know, you saw in the boo about my assessment of the year, I kind of have come to a realization that I don't know that I will ever be happy in life. I don't know if it's the athletic competitor in me or what it is, but I never am satisfied with stuff. Like, I just, you know, and sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes it's not a good thing. Like, I always want to be more. I always want to do more. I always say, you know, I would never wish my life on my worst enemy, because if there's anything that anyone ever needs to know about me is that I don't very much like myself at all. Self-loathing is probably what you would call it. And I don't know, it's kind of a problem, and I don't know if it'll ever stop. Like, you know, I go to the gym or whatever, and when I started, I was 305 pounds, mid-January. Currently, I am 268, 67 pounds. So in 2 months, I pretty much lost 35, 40 pounds almost, which is good. And I recognize that it's good, but I mean, I notice, I don't feel like I look different. My clothes fit me a lot differently. I'm like down to the last belt loop on my pants, my belt, but I don't know. I just still feel like the same ugly fat Cameron. And I say to myself, I can't do anything about the way that I look. I blame my parents for that, especially my dad. My mom's all right. My dad's ugly. But I could do something about, you know, the physical appearance of my body. And I'm trying to change that. So what I can control, I'm trying to fix. There's only so much I can do, I'm sure. But I don't know. I just feel like I'll never be happy. Like, I have set goals, and I want this and I want that. But once I get there, is that going to be enough? Or is there going to be something else? Part of me thinks it's okay to want more. But another part of me says, you know, there's some things that you just need to be okay with. You can't just always be moving on to the next thing. I don't know. It's something that I struggle with on a daily basis, and it's rough. So, yeah. I mean, when I do my cardio, I have a little paper that's folded over, and on one side it has phrases such as, they don't like you, they don't want you. You do it to show them that they need you. If you say it, do it. Don't let them take it from you. Remember the negativity. Use it as motivation. F them all. Do it for you. Get them. And on the other side, it has the refrain, hook, whatever, from Ja Rule's song, Passion. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's what, when I'm feeling tired, I want to give up on the treadmill or the elliptical. I'm sorry. I just look at that and it kind of gives me a little boost. Like, you know, I just have a scowl on my face. And when I'm at the gym, like, it's business time. The only time you'll ever see me smile is if I happen to be listening to a Scarcasm podcast or a Tony Kornheiser at the gym. Then I might crack a laugh, cause I can't help but, cause it's just funny stuff. But, yeah, it's usually just business. I treat everyone's my enemy. Every time I see a pretty girl, I say, you know what? This girl is never going to want me. That's motivation. Boom. Go harder. And even if she did, there's always someone better. You know what I mean? No matter how good I'm going to try and look, there's always going to be somebody looking better than me. I always try and find a rabbit, as they call it, or as I call it, at the gym, especially on cardio. You find somebody who's looks like they're going faster or harder than you, and you say, you know what? You're not going to do that. And you go catch them. I go catch them. That's my rabbit. And then once I get them, I'm looking for the next one. You're not going to be better than me. Always want more. So I don't know. Good thing, bad thing.